Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about relationships and communication, and a lesson I learned on a Friday evening after a very, very long day. So let's dive into today's episode. Okay, so let's dive into this episode. Now, a couple of things before I start. The first is to thank all the listeners. I always like to do this. I'm very grateful. I feel the more I'm grateful, the better things go. So, you know, hey, I better practice what I preach. So that's one thing. And why I want to thank you is probably the other key part of it, is we've just passed 400,000 downloads worldwide, which is pretty amazing. You know, to me, when I first started this, I was amazed. You know, I didn't even actually think my mum would listen. You know, she'd get distracted, or you know how it goes with us. But it's amazing the amount of people that have reached out from around the world and places, you know, I've only ever heard of, I've never visited, and it's been so touching to hear the stories of how it's helped people as they've been diagnosed to actually understand what it means in their life. So thank you guys. I won't drum on about that too much. And secondly, I'd like to thank Holly for letting me do this episode. It is a bit touch and go, or not touch and go, that's the wrong phrase, but any conversations about relationships, I think it's super important to ask the person you're talking about if it is okay. So she has given me the go ahead. And on that note, as of 3-4-5-ish days ago, I got engaged. So I am now an engaged man. One of the things I've been focusing on very heavily has come true. So I'm very, very happy, very, very excited about going forward. So that's all I wanted to share. Let's get into today's episode. Why are you ignoring me? Is what she said at 10 o'clock at night on Friday. But this all started very early that morning. It was 9 a.m. I started the day off with a walk. I had a cup of coffee and I was feeling like I was going to take on the world. I hadn't been sleeping as well as normal, but I'd kind of learned to live with that. You know, with dyslexia, I go through massively awesome times of great amounts of sleep, and then I go through periods where I seem to wake up at 5 or 6 in the morning, or seem to wake up throughout the night and have to get back to sleep. And it had been one of those nights. Now, looking at my calendar, I had back-to-back meetings. I was at a meeting at 9 o'clock until midday. I had another one at 1 o'clock till 2. And then I had a final one at 3 till 4 o'clock. And this was all on a Friday. So Friday for me is usually a lower energy day. I don't have the same energy I'd have on a Monday, where I've had some time to relax over the weekend. Second to that, I just got engaged. I was really excited, really, really happy. And because of that, we were going out to meet some people. So we had a drink booked at 5 till 6, myself and Holly, and then we were going round to a friend's for dinner from 7 o'clock onwards. So as you can tell, that was a pretty massive day. Now, I feel like I managed to survive and keep my energy up for majority of the day, but the last catch-up with friends for dinner was really challenging. You know, I'd pretty much used every reserve of energy left in my body. And I got to that point that many dyslexics do, where you're kind of just trying to look relatively normal. You know, these friends were pretty cool, though. They weren't people to pick on you or judge you or anything like that. But it still doesn't stop your automatic response to just try and act super normal and try and go with the flow. Luckily, we had a delicious dinner of nachos. You know, they'd cooked this recipe I hadn't had before. It was really delicious. And it was interesting. As I ate that, and because I don't drink as well, it started to really put me to sleep. We ended up in the lounge on these big blue couches, myself and Holly in one, and the other couple on the other couch. And everyone proceeded to drink and chat. And we ended up sitting down and watching the Friends reunion special. If you haven't seen that, it's not too bad, but it was on quite loudly. And what was happening is everyone was trying to talk to each other while things were on the TV. Now, because I was sober, it actually, I found it harder. If I'd have had a few drinks, I'd have probably been a little bit more relaxed. But because I hadn't, I really felt the tiredness come over me. And I could feel how challenging it was going to be. Now, from moments throughout that part of the evening, I found myself trying to focus on what was on television. Then people started talking to me and I missed key information. And at times I felt like I just didn't want to talk at all. I was just a bit over it, to be honest. But I really cared about Holly and I cared about our friends. So I didn't want to let on that that was how I was feeling. I know that that's not always a great thing to do, but I thought I could hold it out. And I could to a point. But the challenge was, is when the more tired I get, I actually get quite sensitive physically. So Holly would put her hand on my knee and I'd kind of pull away. It's like the more tired I got, you know, this physical feeling of touch, really, I just didn't enjoy it. And it wasn't personal to anyone in particular. It was just kind of like my brain was really wired and tired. So when she touched my leg and I wasn't kind of expecting it, it was kind of like my brain was saying, danger, someone's attacking you, you know, or something unexpected is happening. And I would pull away. And because I was in a social situation, I didn't really want to explain myself. And I was tired. And you just layer it on top of each other. So as you can imagine what happened, Holly naturally got a bit grumpy with me because I wouldn't explain why I was pulling away from her. We had just got engaged and I was fidgeting and just in a weird space. So we kind of left that. I drove home, being the sober one, at about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night from memory. Got home and kind of had a bit of a Barney, as you do. You know, Holly had had a few drinks and I was sober, and I could tell this wasn't going to go down well. But what was a bit different about this is using my understanding of my dyslexia and knowing how it affects me when I'm tired. What I've really learned to do is to be aware of when I'm in an emotional space that is not the real me. And in that moment, neither myself in my tired state or Holly after a few glasses of wine, neither of us were going to, this was never going to be a fantastically strong conversation. We both had very clear feelings about how we'd handled it. And, you know, even though I caused a little bit of a rift that evening, I said, let's not discuss it now. Let's talk about it in the morning. And I was very clear that I was not going to do anything else except talk about it in the morning. And so we went to bed and went to sleep. Holly went to sleep pretty quickly. And I sat there and ruminated for a little bit, as our dyslexic brains do. Luckily for not too long. But one of the thoughts that really came through my head, the old me would have gotten grumpy. I would have gotten defensive. I would have been blaming inside my head. But instead, I asked myself, have I been and communicated openly about this to Holly? Have I told her how I'm truly feeling in this situation? And I was able to answer myself and say, no, I probably haven't told her that when I get super tired, and I don't always even realize when I'm super tired, I get really sensitive to touch. And I really struggle, if we're watching TV, to listen to other conversations. It's really hard for me. I really struggle with it. She was kind of aware of that, but I haven't really raised it for quite a while. So what I found, the next morning when we woke up, I said to her, I said, hey, this is what happened last night. It wasn't personal, it wasn't an issue, anything with you. It was about me, and I took responsibility. And I explained that every time I get touched, when I'm really, really tired, it's kind of like a really poor reaction of mine, but it just doesn't feel good. It feels weird. It's like my body's on strike. That's probably the easiest way to put it. And so I explained myself. And from that communication, we were able to get over it very, very quickly. And it reminded me of, you know, how valuable it was to be able to watch consciously what was happening, with that awareness of what's affecting my mind and how some of the challenges I am having do affect me. And I think that's super important for all of us with dyslexia. The more we can become aware of the challenges, the more we cannot use them as an excuse, but we can explain them. And that's a very different thing. Explanations and excuses are not the same thing. Yeah, that's what I wanted to share today, guys. I hope you've enjoyed that in a story format. It's an experience that's important to me. And it's actually the reason I asked Holly to marry me, is that we can communicate, we can have a fight like that, and we can get through it pretty well, pretty darn well, to be honest. So yeah, I just wanted to share that, share the great news, and also share the stories that come with it. You know, we're not getting married because I think we're never going to have a fight. It's because of how we deal with it afterwards that matters so much to me, and I really do love her. So I wanted to share that story with you. Have an epic rest of your day, and I'll be back in a couple of days.